Welcome to The Creative Way on the Jefferson Exchange. I'm Vanessa Finney. On August 16th, the Brit Music and Arts Festival will bring mariachi to its Jacksonville stage for the first time with Mariachi Sol de México de José Hernández. This milestone concert is the result of festival leaders forming an advisory committee to help the organization be more inclusive of the Latinx community that has contributed so much to our region. My guests today are at the center of that process. We have Rachel Jones, the Director of Education and Engagement at the Brit, Diana Ramos on the phone. She's the Organizational Well-Being Manager for Coalición Fortaleza, a community organization led by women of color, and Victoria Bencomo, also in the studio today, who counsels high school students through the Southern Oregon Education Service District's Migrant Education Program. Welcome, everyone.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So before we start talking about the journey to scheduling this concert, let's hear from the band itself. This is called El Gustito, or The Taste, and this is off the latest album from Mariachi Sol de México. Okay, so that's a taste of what we can expect on August 16th. Rachel, tell me about the Brit's initial motivation behind forming this committee and when you established it, and then your outreach process to leaders in our Spanish-speaking community.
Sure. So I think Brit has always strived to, when we do our programming, we always like to say there's a little something for everybody. We program blues, we program pop, we program country, all sorts of reggae, all sorts of music. And in reflecting on it, we thought, we realized we really aren't serving a segment of our community that's here locally. It's the second largest demographic in our community, the Latinx community. And we thought, it's important to have everyone reflected on our stage. So we really wanted to start to build that process. And we felt like the best way to do that would be to get input from people from that community themselves. So we decided to form an advisory committee. And I had the good fortune in my prior role at Southern Oregon University to work with a number of really amazing people through SOU's youth programs with our Academia Latina, which is a college prep and academic support program for Latino students. And so I really reached out to some of the people who were really leaders in that program and asked them if they would be interested in coming on board and helping us in this advisory capacity.
Right. And I know one of the SOU participants on the committee is Jonathan Chavez.
Jonathan Chavez Baez, yes. Baez, yeah. And he was a co-director for Academia Latina for many years. And so we worked closely together. And I also knew that he has a real passion for the performing arts and music and concerts. And he goes to a lot of concerts and he's very plugged into the music scene. So it seemed like something that would be a really great fit for him, and he was very enthusiastic. And then reaching out to Victoria and Diana and Ernesto, really trying to think through putting together a committee that was going to be people who would have great thoughts and ideas and also be connected to the community in different ways through their professional roles, and also some diversity because, just like any community, it's not monolithic. Everybody has their own tastes and their own thoughts and experiences, even within a community. And so we wanted to get some diverse experiences in terms of age and background. And so putting together a group that could give us a lot of different ideas that would reach out to a lot of different folks within the Latinx community.
That makes sense. So you didn't just reach out to Latinx arts organizations. Victoria, for example, offers mental health services to high school students. So she's representing a different facet of this. So that's great. How many people are on your advisory committee now?
So we have four representatives from the Brit staff, myself, our chief programming officer, our director of patron services, and our stage manager. And then we've got four community members.
Okay, eight people. And when did you first meet?
It was about a year ago. Okay. And kind of the first thing that we did was we invited the four community members out to see a Brit concert, Buena Vista Social Orchestra, last summer. And of the four community members, I believe that for three of them, it was their first time attending a concert at Brit. So that just is indicative of the work that we have to do in terms of reaching out.
Right. Deanna, let's bring you in on this. Have you been involved on the committee from the start? And what was the process from your perspective in choosing this musical group, Mariachi Sol de Mexico?
I have been part of the committee from the start. It was something that right away caught my attention. I was one of the people that had never been to the Brit. I had heard about it, but I'd never been. And so when Rachel and also Jonathan talked about joining this committee and then bringing or opening up even more this festival to our Latinx community, I was like, absolutely. That is definitely something that we need to do. And once I got to experience it, I was like, this is beautiful. And our community needs to see it. We have had plenty of conversations every time we meet about the possibility or what artists we would like to see or what artists community would be happy to see or would be different than some of the other shows that are offered here in the Valley. And so Mariachi is such a staple in Latinx community, especially in Mexico. And so when that was offered, we were like, absolutely. It has been a beautiful process. There's a lot of conversation and a lot of back and forth between all of us to pick the artists that can come and that our community can get to experience.
Okay. And were you present at that Buena Vista Social Club concert?
I was, yeah.
Oh, nice. So you got it. You got some excitement from that, like the possibilities.
Absolutely. It was amazing. Also, Buena Vista provided some of their background info in Spanish, and that was amazing to see. Oh. Not often do we get to see either bilingual or Spanish-only information during shows, and that was something that really caught my attention that I thought should be emulated in other shows.
And on that note, Buena Vista is coming back this season too, right?
They are, yeah. And so that's one of the shows that this committee has talked about, and we discussed, should we bring them back? Would that be a good idea? And the committee all felt that that would be something that we ought to do. And so we were pleased about that. And then again, also thinking through how, when we bring shows like this to the Brit, how do we make sure that it does feel inclusive and welcoming to everybody who attends, and things like having information in Spanish and English. And it was really impactful, I think, for the committee to see the Buena Vista Orchestra last year. They just, they're all Spanish speakers, and that's all of their conversation from the stage was in Spanish.
You're listening to The Creative Way on the Jefferson Exchange. My guests are Rachel Jones, the Director of Education and Engagement at the Brit, Deanna Ramos, Organizational Well-Being Manager for Coalición Fortaleza, and Victoria Bencomo, a Migrant Counselor for the Southern Oregon Education Service District. All three serve on the new Latinx Committee at the Brit Music and Arts Festival. Victoria, have you been with this committee from the start, and what's your experience been with it so far?
Yes, I have been with them from the start, and it has been great. I'm also one of the people who have never been at the Brit Festival for a concert. And I have lived here for almost 25 years, actually 26 years. And it was just a beautiful experience just to see and like people dancing to the Buena Vista Social Club, and just people enjoying themselves and bringing culture, and it was just amazing. And that was really inspiring, and thinking about the families that I work with and my own parents being able to go and see a show and being able to connect and also understand what's going on. And it made me think about, like, this is a great project, like trying to reach out to more people. Like Rachel said, the Latinx community is not a monolithic community. We have we have a lot of different genres in terms of music, and it's mariachi, salsa, merengue. We have so much that we can share with others that it's just, I'm just grateful that the Brit Festival is thinking about including us and such a staple, because I know that there is people from around the state or the country that come specifically to Brit just to see shows. And so far, I'm just excited about what's coming. Like, we thought when we had the conversation about who we could bring first, like, mariachi sounded like the best idea, just because it's such a staple. Is no matter where you go in the world, like, they can identify mariachi music with our community, and not just in Mexico, but also in the U.S. Yeah. And that's something, like, it's like classic music, too. When you hear it, is it has a depth to your, it just gives you, it brings a lot of feelings. So I'm just really excited to have them over in August, in a few weeks.
Yeah, I'm glad you said it brings up a lot of feelings. It is really evocative, you know, it's mm-hmm. so passionate. And it's, we should say, for those who might not be familiar, a mariachi band is a Mexican ensemble, and it's mm-hmm. traditionally composed of string instruments like violins and various guitars. So were you feeling before, previous to the Brit reaching out, a general lack or underrepresentation of Latin music in the Rogue Valley? And are they the first to reach out to you in this way?
With the, like, trying to bring, they were the first ones. And, I mean, I know that there has been other, we always bring groups and bandas and for the community. I just think the difference here is that the Brit is like a place for a lot of people. It's not just like a dance, it's like a concert, you know? So it's a little bit different. And also mariachi, it's a treat. Like, when you have a mariachi, it's not... it's because something important is happening. It can be a luxury for many to even be in the presence of mariachi, because it's so important for our culture. So I'm just glad that the Brit took the initiative. I believe that there had been other places. I think the Criterion Theater brought mariachi, I believe, last year. Mm. I didn't know. And I understand that it maybe... for many different reasons, that's why in the committee, in the advisory committee, we're so invested about making sure that people know about these opportunities, that people find out and it's accessible to them. Because a lot of things can happen, but if people don't know they're happening, there's no way that you will go and enjoy it.
Yeah, publicity is the important, crucial second stage of that. And it's worth noting that the Oregon Folklife Network recently organized an apprenticeship arrangement between two mariachi musicians. The mentor was a trumpet player based in Eugene named Arturo Zavala, who has a band called Mariachi Monumental. So hopefully this will keep gathering momentum. Deanna, after the August 16th concert of Mariachi Sol de Mexico at the Brit, your organization, Coalición Fortaleza, I hope I'm pronouncing that okay, is...
You are.
Okay, thank you. Is teaming up again with the festival to present an event on September 13th. Can you tell our listeners about that?
Absolutely. That is another exciting result of this relationship between the Brit and these community organizations. Is bringing El Mercadito, which is one of our programmings that our community loves, to the Brit. El Mercadito is a pop-up style market that uplifts Latinx and BIPOC vendors, artists, and in general entrepreneurs, people that want to showcase their skills, that have small businesses that are just starting up. The Brit will be our sixth, I believe, in Mercadito. We just had one July 13th. It was a weekend one. And it is a very special place for community to come enjoy really beautiful shows, spoken art, poetry, live podcasts, and at the same time, enjoy good food, enjoy
Wonderful. We'll have to wrap it up there. Sorry about that. But we'll put information on our website. And I just want to say it's great to talk with all of you. And I'm looking forward to seeing Mariachi Sol de Mexico de Jose Hernandez on August 16th at the Brit. And everything else you come up with.